Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the Psalms, you don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 42, three places close together here in verse 5 and verse 11 and then 43:5, he says the same thing, almost word for word. Listen to it. The psalmist says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted in me? Hope in God, I'll yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted? Why are you afraid?" He asked himself that three times within a few verses. Why? Do you have an answer? You know, also in the Psalms, you don't have to turn to this one either, but the scripture said, Psalm 53:5, it says, "There they were, overwhelmed with dread when there was nothing to dread." Did you hear that? There they were, overwhelmed with dread where there was nothing to dread. Oh, this is good. This is good. Are y'all with me or are you asleep? Don't snooze now. You don't want to lose this. You don't want to miss this. Oh man, you can get free here so quickly. What do you do when you feel afraid? You resist it. What else do you do? Ask yourself, why would I be afraid of this? Why? All fear is rooted in the fear of death, the fear of dying. Any Christian who's afraid of dying is afraid of it for only one reason. It hasn't happened yet. Did you get that? It hasn't happened yet. Again and again, fears are based on something that hasn't happened yet. And so much of the fears are about things that are never going to happen and we're never even close to happening. Don't raise your hand now, but have you ever gone through a bunch of torment? Because the Bible says fear has torment. Have you ever gone through a bunch of dread and trepidation and fear all for nothing because it didn't even happen? Didn't even come up? "There were they in great fear," or the NIV says great dread, "where there was nothing to dread." There was nothing to dread. I assure you, anybody you know that's saved that is going on home to be with the Lord, if you could talk to them, if you could talk to them this morning and you said, "Hey, brother, sister, you know, looks like I'm about to die and I'm scared." You know what they'd tell you? Why? Wouldn't they? Why? "Well, I'm afraid I might die." Why? It's a legitimate question. See, the world thinks it's not. They think, well, die. I know we were, my dad had a massive heart attack. And he said he's dying. He's seeing the glory. He's leaving his body. And afterwards, the doctors had said they didn't see how in the world he lived. But in the midst of him leaving, he knew the Lord well enough to say, "Lord, is it time for me to go? It's not time for me to go, is it?" And the Lord said, "No." So he started fighting. I said, he started fighting. And he fought. He said it was tough. His body was just, you know, he said that's the worst pain he ever experienced in his life. And he fought and fought and fought. Hallelujah. I'll finish that in just a moment. Come back over here. Can you hold that thought?
Yes.
Glory to God. I got so many notes here. What's that like, the woman that lived in the shoe? She had so many children, didn't know what to do. I got so many notes here. I'm having to believe God. But you're with me, right?
Yes.
In Luke 21, just turn there. Hold that thought. Luke 21, and then go ahead and find Psalm 46. We'll just go right straight from one to the other. I could quote this, but I want you to turn to it and look at it. I said, Christians who are afraid of dying are afraid for only one reason. It hasn't happened yet. Right? Because if it had happened, they would know. There's nothing to be afraid of. Right? Nothing to be afraid of. We're looking in Luke 21, then we're going straight to Psalm 46. In Luke 21, Luke 21 and 26. Well, let's read verse 25 with it. He said, there'll be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for what?
Fear.
Fear and for what? For looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Looking for what's coming. And fear increase and grip so much that your heart, and I believe that means both ways, your heart spiritually fails to produce faith and life, and even physically can shut you down. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, physiologists, doctors and researchers, they've done numerous tests that show you can measure the effects of fear on the body, on the immune system. We talked about that test that they did, you know, with influenza. They had people go into a room and had all these monitors on them, and then they told them that somebody that they were talking to and up close with and shook hands with and touched something they had drunk out of that had a serious, serious flu. And they said when they heard that, that the ones that got in fear, their very pores opened up. And their heart rate and their blood pressure came up, and their immune system was lowered and slowed. And it actually had the effect of drawing stuff into them. When your pores are more open and your heart rate and blood pressure is up, makes you more susceptible and your immune system is lower. The effects of fear can be seen and measured on the body. But they said, the people that said, you know, I don't get that. I don't even get a cold. Heart rate stayed the same. Blood pressure the same. Immune system strong. Not bothered. Said again, I refuse to fear.
I refuse to yield to fear.
Said these people seeing the things that were coming on the earth, they're seeing distress of nations. Now, how many Christians have you ever heard watch the news and go, man, wonder what's going to happen. I just don't know. Wonder how it's going to turn out. Well, the Lord told us. He said, when you hear all these things coming on the earth and you see all these things coming to pass, what did Jesus say? See to it that you're not afraid. Didn't he say that? Is it possible to be in the midst of stuff that is just disintegrating and you're not afraid? Friend, I see this clearer than I've ever seen it before. That's why I'm so excited. I hadn't got to it. I'm endeavoring to get to it. But you can be in the midst of anything and not be afraid. Not be afraid. Why? Because you're not afraid of dying. I said, what if somebody shot you? What if they did? Wouldn't it be awful? Would it? How awful would it be? Pow! Poomp! Wow! I feel good. You my angel? Yeah, I want to take the scenic route. Let's go. Why should I be so terrorized of that? Huh? I'm so afraid. What if I get on that airplane and it crashes? When you hit the ground making about 700 miles an hour, it's really quick. And you go, whoa, I feel good. I feel like I ain't never felt before. The angel says, there's a lot of people waiting to see you. You go, yeah. And the master wants to see you too. Oh, Chloe, why should I fear that? Why should I be afraid of that? But people are, aren't they? Terrified. I might get this. Boy, I can't eat that. What if I got food poisoning? Well, if you feel that not to eat it, don't eat it. But, now here's a big thing. You may think I've digressed. Having a check about something is one thing. Being led by fear is a completely different thing.
Amen.
Oh, I've seen this so many times. Somebody says, well, I'm not going to the doctor. Okay, why? Well, I'm just going to believe God. And you can tell, you can hear it in their voice, fear. If the Lord dealt with you that you didn't need the operation, that you didn't need the medicine, fine. But so many people don't go because they're afraid of what they might find. They're afraid of this or afraid of that. The fear of a surgery so many times is far worse than the surgery. The dread for the days and weeks before whatever. Someone says, well, why would I ever need a surgery? Because of where your faith is at. And so, well, God could do it without a surgery. Yeah, and he could put you on Mars in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He could make you a multi-billionaire before the sun sets.
Yeah.
We don't just receive according to what God can do. We receive according to our faith.
Yeah.
And he knows where our faith is at.
Yeah.
He'll lead us in line with our faith.
Yeah.
Right? Do not be led by fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Why Fear? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803E. That's R803E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.